Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. O. Hudson is a benefit performance for Clearwater at Old Dutch Church on April 19th. It is a rich multi-arts celebration of the history, people, and the promise of the Hudson River Valley. The performance draws on the music of Pete Seeger, old river tunes, and new original songs. David Gonzalez is a nationally celebrated storyteller and poet with a gift of lifting the spoken word to the higher artistic heights. He is a fellow of the Joseph Campbell Foundation and was nominated for a Drama Desk Award for Unique Theatrical Experience. Also, today marks Clearwater's 55th year of sailing on the Hudson River. How cool. A wonderful effort that brings school children aboard for unique and memorable hands-on engagement with the Hudson's natural and human history. We are very pleased to not only celebrate the O. Hudson event, but to celebrate Clearwater, their 55th year. And we talked to David Gonzalez, who will be in performance on April 19th. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thanks so much for having us.
It's really nice to have you on the program. And David Thoman joins us as well, Executive Director of Clearwater in Beacon, New York. And hello, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. It's really good to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
And good morning,
for
David.
Taking part.
Hey, thank you so much.
Let me go to you, David Thoman, about Clearwater, how things are going. It's a big day when we know that the Clearwater is going to take sail again.
We are thrilled, yeah. So we have our first school group out this morning, and that's very exciting to get them out and learning about the ecology of the Hudson, and as you said, the history as well. And, you know, one of our great stories is when these kids grow up and they remember their field trip out on the Clearwater and how important it was to them and how it changed their view on the world, which is fantastic. And that's our impact, and we're very thrilled to be able to do that.
And I don't know about there, but here it seems like they got a nice day.
It looks like they got a good day today for sure.
Yeah,
which will be great. I was actually out on our first sail of the season, which was Saturday from Kingston. A little rainy, a little cold, but the wind was great. So if you enjoyed sailing, the sail was fantastic because we had wind in it and moved fairly well. So that was a good day.
That's terrific. As I mentioned, O. Hudson is a benefit performance for Clearwater. It's taking place on April 19th. David Gonzalez, how did this particular performance, particular program come about?
Yeah, well, let's see. In 2009 was the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson's exploration of the river. And I was commissioned by the New York State Historical Society and some good friends there in Albany at The Egg, along with a bunch of other folks, to write a commemorative poem celebrating the history of the river. And it was set to the wonderful music of various amazing musicians, including Mark O'Connor and Don Byron and others. And we toured that during that quadricentennial year up and down the river, venues like The Egg and all the way down to the Tribeca Performing Arts Center and many venues in between. And over the years, I've continued to perform this piece, and I'm just delighted to be able to bring this new version of the work to Old Dutch Church next Friday, to support the Clearwater. I grew up in the Bronx, going to the Hudson River, walking over the George Washington Bridge was a rite of passage in my family. Then I raised my family, my kids, in Nyack, and of course the river is right there in beautiful Hook Mountain. And then I moved up to Kingston area. And so the river has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. And growing up in the city, the majesty, the wonder, the nature of the river was a lifeline for me to the vitality of the natural world. And so it's just a great honor to be able to bring my craft as a poet and a performer to this beautiful project. I just want to say one more thing. I'm performing along with two magnificent musicians. Gretchen Kohler is a champion fiddler up from the North Country, and Daniel Kelly lives in Cold Spring, great pianist and longtime collaborator. And between this jazz piano and this fiddle music and the poetry, we lift up and celebrate the Hudson in a beautiful way.
You mentioned a new version. What has gone into that, and how has it transformed from the original product?
Originally, I would read the poetry in its three sections, early history, middle history, and contemporary history. And then the music would happen in between those sections. Now the music and the poetry are completely interwoven. And so it's a one long arc of long, in the best possible way,
yes.
Arc. So it's the music and the poetry are completely combined. That's the real innovation here.
And this is a comment that each of you can react to, and beginning with you, David Gonzalez, is that in telling that history, any way you look at it, it's a hell of a history.
It's a hell of a history. And I have the poem right in front of me. If it's okay, I could read just a stanza or two, just to give you some a feel for it.
Amen. You know, the bylaws of public radio forbid us to ever tell a poet that they can't read poetry on the air.
I'm right at home. Well, I'll keep it brief. I'll read you one little section from the beginning and one little section from the end. This is the very beginning, and the music starts in this very, of course, kind of liquid, languid way. O river, O nourishment, O journey, O timeless friend, I hear the shaman's song from your shore. Water clock back to the beginning, deep, silent flowing to the time before time. The high ancestral Adirondack peaks once towered 15 miles upward to the heavens. 650 million years of tiny metamorphic events, raindrops and wind brought them down to earth. Time wears us all down. Sediments wash away. Glaciers recede. The valley is carved from the earth. Lake Tear of the Clouds. It goes on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
One little bit here, and then I'll go to the end. Lake Tear of the Clouds, named by a cartographer with a lamenting poetic mind, this gentle spring pools into a depression. Then drop by drop, tier by tier, it spills over its brim. Thus the flow begins, hundreds of miles southward to the vast waters of the Atlantic. And it goes on and on. The poem is all the better part of 20 pages. Let me just read you the last stanza, if I can. And this is about the rebirth and the re-healing of the river. Actually, you know what? I'll just do a little thing about the clear water. So, oh, fresh water, clean water, good water, alive water, safe water, clear water, clear water. The riverboat whose mission is to defend and restore the Hudson. It is a gentle and insistent blade with the winds of possibility in its sails, cutting through the doublespeak, the diversions, the excuses. The clear water is the sloop with the scoop on pollution, PCBs, and the history, educating young activists, preaching environmental peace, investigating destruction, preserving habitat, organizing communities, fighting well-heeled lobbyists, convening a joyous music festival at Croton Park each summer that fills the mind with practical options and fills the soul with hope. And at the helm of the clear water was river keeper, song singer, soul brother, Pete Seeger.
Wow, that is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing with us, and much more of that to be had at O Hudson, the event taking place at the Old Dutch Church on April 19th. And that is in Beacon?
That's in Kingston.
Kingston.
Yeah, the Old Dutch Church.
Kingston.
And what a fantastic venue for history.
Absolutely.
Poetry reading.
So I mentioned, David Thoman, about having a hell of a history. And that's really your job is contemporary in the sense of the work that needs to be done with very much an eye to the history of the river.
Absolutely. It's the, in over our course of history of 55 years, there's a tremendous change that's taken place from the Clean Water Act passing to the river becoming swimmable again in major areas and seven municipalities pulling water from the water from the river for drinking water. It's our collective obligation to see to it that the river stays clean and is improved, because it's not quite there yet. There's many things that still need a lot of improvement that we're trying to keep focus on. And our job is to rally communities to care and try to take an interest and help us do something about it collectively, which is what that Pete Seeger mantra was bringing people together to take action.
Can you give us a sense of the work that needs to be done of major projects that you're taking on now?
So right now, a couple of key ones are actually longstanding problems that we're still working on to make sure they progress appropriately, such as the cleanup of the PCBs in the river is still critical. Many people don't realize there are communities along this river that are dependent on fishing and eating those fish for sustenance. And it's our job to try to bring the river back to where that's a quality they can count on. And right now, it's a major issue on long-term consumption due to the PCB issue. So we're continuing to work on that. The Environmental Protection Agency is due any time to come out with what we are anticipating and hope they will do is acknowledgement after 5 years that it is still non-protective. So their goals and plans of 5 years ago, they did not meet their targets, and they need to make sure that they address that with us again so that they can continue to work on improvement and finding solutions, because the solutions are not yet there. So that's one issue. The other issue is also we stay very close to the Oversight Decommissioning Board of the state to see how Indian Point continues under Holtec's watch, to see how they're decommissioning and making sure they are protecting the Hudson River in the process. And so we're keeping an eye on that. And we're concerned with multiple other issues, combined sewer overflows, invasive species issues that we're bringing attention to people and making sure they are aware of and keeping them engaged so they can help take action in reaching out to their legislators and people in the state that can help us make change.
Very important mission, obviously. Going back to the sales and having SAIL, the sales on the river and the component of the children, I assume this is how you get them, right? I mean, this is how you reel them in.
It is. And many of those kids have grown on to take important environmental roles in our state, from various private organizations to state organizations to the estuary program. And so we've made an impact. And that impact only happens by getting that unique experience, and a special unique experience, because you're on a tall ship, you're raising a sail, and you're out in the middle of the Hudson. We are very fortunate. Our industrial river, the Hudson, is a beautiful river. Mm. And so it adds to the inspiration that we have to save and protect it. And we do this through these programs that I'm mentioning, but those programs, in order for us to provide to as many people as possible, must get underwritten. And so what David Gonzalez is offering to help us, what a great way to contribute to Clearwater and gain this experience of seeing David's show on Friday night in Kingston. So I'd highly recommend it. You're doing two wonderful things. You'll have a great experience with the show, and you're helping support Clearwater find a way to provide those programs to those kids.
David, what has the reaction been as you do this show up and down the river? What has the reaction been? How has that informed you over the years?
I'm consistently pleased, not by people's response to the work, that is the artistic work, but by people's love and appreciation to the river itself. I used to do this when I was a kid. Oh, and that happened in my neighborhood, and we used to do that, and I care about it because of this. And so it's in the question and answer period and after the performance, the stories that folks come up with about their own connections are very touching to me, and it keeps me motivated. The piece itself, to me, it celebrates it's a complex history of the river. You know, the piece starts, as I read to you earlier, sort of in geological time, but it moves through the industrialization of the area, the difficult racial and political times of the area, and it moves through the times of pollution and the times of, the heroism it takes to make a stand against multi-billion-dollar corporations, right, who disregard the sanctity of it. So to me, you know, as an artist, my entire career has been devoted to doing work that moves the dial in some kind of way for different social justice issues. I'm currently in Minneapolis premiering a new show tomorrow that's for children. It's called A Spork in the Road, and it's about bringing awareness to a climate change to young people through humor and wonder. Anyway, just to say that that project, this project, O Hudson, to me is emblematic. It's central to what I do in combining the arts and what I call environmental justice and social justice.
O Hudson benefit performance for Clearwater at the Old Dutch Church on April 19th in Kingston from 8 to 9:30. You can find out more information by going to clearwater.org, clearwater.org, and find out about the wonderful work they do as a whole. David Tillman is Clearwater's executive director. David Gonzalez is the man behind O Hudson. Thank you both for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you, David. I can't wait to see you Friday.
All right, looking forward. Thanks so much.
Take care. Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.